Despite the occasional tidyings up, chemistry by the second half of the 19th century was in something of a mess, which is why everybody was so pleased by the rise to prominence in 1869 of an odd and crazed-looking professor at the University of St. Petersburg named Dmitri Ivanovich Mendeleev. Mendeleev, also sometimes spelled Mendeleev or Mendeleev, was born in 1834 at Tobolsk, in the far west of Siberia, into a well-educated, reasonably prosperous, and very large family. So large, in fact, that history has lost track of exactly how many Mendeleevs there were. Some sources say there were 14 children, some say 17. All agree, at any rate, that Dmitri was the youngest. Luck was not always with the Mendeleevs. When Dmitri was small, his father, the headmaster of a local school, went blind, and his mother had to go out to work. Clearly an extraordinary woman, she eventually became the manager of a successful glass factory. All went well until 1848, when the factory burned down and the family was reduced to penury. Determined to get her youngest child an education, the indomitable Mrs. Mendeleev hitchhiked with young Dmitri 4,000 miles to St. Petersburg. That's equivalent to travelling from London to Equatorial Guinea, and deposited him at the Institute of Pedagogy. Worn out by her efforts, she died soon after.